Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Commanders have a new kicker. Is this an upgrade? That's the question I've got for people at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us if you'd like to answer that question at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny. If you look at the numbers, like Matt Gay does have a resume that Jake Moody doesn't have. He's been in the league longer. And he's just had more success. Moody's pinballed around the place because he hasn't made enough kicks. And in his career at this point, you're talking about a guy who's made about 76% of his field goals. Matt Gay, toward the end of his career, has struggled. And yet it's still 84%. You say, well, Matt Gay can't make kicks from 50-plus. He's 4-for-9 this season. Last year, he was 3-for-9. Like, you got to be able to make him from 50-plus. Okay, except that Jake Moody, in his career, is 50%, 6-for-12. Including being 4-for-9 from 50 plus in 2024. He hasn't tried any since. That's Gay-like.
Yeah.
So I ask you, did they actually upgrade? They got younger. They got cheaper. You've got a guy who hasn't missed a bunch of kicks for you this year. So I'm in on the move. I like moving on from Gay. It wasn't working. I like trying to see if you could catch lightning in a bottle with a former third-round pick who was great at Michigan in Moody. But I cannot make a statistical case based on his resume that he's better than Matt Gay.
No, I don't think at this point that he is. But I think your point is exactly right. In a lost season, this is a potential longer-term answer than another one-year wonder, right? Looking at it, I'm going to draw a very poorly made analogy. But when you watch somebody shoot a basketball, especially like with kids or guys who are growing up, Steph Curry, his shot looks the same, whether it's a free throw, a three-pointer, a logo three, half court, whatever. That's core strength. That just, it's the same fluid release. When you look at certain guys without range, Matt Gay can kick a ball as far as a lot of people on this planet, probably as far as almost every NFL kicker. But when you watch Brandon Aubrey kick one from 60 and Matt Gay kick one from 60, it looks like Matt Gay is ramping up everything he possibly can, is driving it as hard as possible, whereas Brandon Aubrey looks like he's about to fall asleep. Like he's hitting, a flop wedge, onto the green, and it happens to go 60 plus yards. Moody has that kind of leg, not like Aubrey. That's a bazooka. That's once in a generation. But Moody has, to me, the track record of having a stronger leg. At least that was the case in Michigan. It hasn't manifested itself in accuracy at the NFL level. But to me, there's upside there where there was no upside with Matt Gay. Does that make sense? Like you're hoping to squeeze the last couple of drops out of this versus somebody that was a third-round pick at one point because of how talented it looked like he was going to be as a kicker. Maybe he finds it. And if he doesn't, what are you going to do, lose? Yeah,
they're
no problem.
Doing what they should be doing.
Yeah.
And I am going to, again, endorse the decision. I think this is the right move. It's the right thing to do. If nothing else, you're a bad team in a lost season, and you went from a kicker about to turn 32 to a guy who's about to turn 26. So you got 6 years younger. And to your point, upside or no upside, you've got a guy who could sustainably be here for 3, 4, 5 years, and that's probably not the case with Matt Gay. So try it for the rest of the year. Cool. By the way, this is the 8th kicker they've brought in here. Now, all of those guys have not actually kicked field goals in games, But they have been overturning every stone and looking as best they can for their kicker of the future unsuccessfully. And so you may as well, you know, kick the tires on a guy in Moody who was, again, drafted in the third round because he was considered at one point in time the best kicker coming out in America. If you're wondering about this season, he's 9-for-12 with three misses. He missed one field goal against Washington in a 4-for-5 performance. I guess it was a 4-for-5 performance where his only miss was between 40 and 49 on a rainy night in Landover for the Bears, but he hit the game winner that night. So he went 1-for-3 at Seattle with one miss from 30 to 39. And how about a miss from 20 to 20?
The little chip shot. That's what did him in San Francisco.
It had to be a blocked kick. There's no way he missed an actual field goal inside of 30. So I'm guessing it's a block, but he had two misses there. Then he had one miss against Washington. His last game he played, 2-for-2 from 20 to 29, 2-for-2 from 30 to 39, and 4-for-4. So he's made 8 of his last 9 kicks. But
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This has to be to a Peters comfort thing. In the same way that he goes and gets Javon Kinlaw. Loved him coming out, helped scouting him, drafted him. Debo Samuel comes over from San Francisco. You know, they had that experience together. Robbie Anderson, familiarity. Peters knows the guy, brings him into D.C. Josh Johnson was in San Fran. Drake Jackson was in San Francisco as well with the 49ers. I mean, there are others probably, but just quickly, that, you know, five guys that we came up with who Peters had some experience with. I think that you're there when you scout him. You've seen him kick in practice. You know about the kid. There's a lot of options. I wonder, did you go bring him in here because of his talent in college or because he was a guy that you knew and you could call? Like, which one was it?
Yeah, it could be a little of both, right? Where, again, someone that's 26, that's bounced around a little bit, didn't click immediately with that upside. Again, the it's probably stupid to draft him in the third round, but there's a point here that he was good enough for that consideration. I don't know that anybody else would have drafted him in round three, but someone might have done it in round four or round five. The fact that he's draftable at all as a kicker instead of doing what everybody else normally does, which is go to the free agent pile and find someone you feel good about, there's an upside here, I think, still, that hasn't been reached yet. Whereas I feel like Matt Gay is a finished product. This is it. It's that. It's what we just saw. Pretty good, really good at kickoffs, I think. Extra points and stuff like that. Pretty damn solid. It's going to be good. It's going to be even plus in that regard. Longer kicks, it's just not what everyone else is up to these days. You know, there's too much in this league of guys that are doing this well from 50 plus to sort of say, oh, well, it's not really a strength for us and sort of have that be enough at this stage. 10 years ago it was, where if you had someone that was good from 46 and in, you go, you know what? That's a strategy. That makes sense for us. We can do that. We can live with that. That's not the case now in the new NFL. And Moody, I think, has a chance to join that group. And if he doesn't right away, I don't think it's that big of a bother.
Let's go to the listener lines. George is in Gaithersburg, wants to hop in on Grant and Danny. What's up, George? How are you?
Thanks. So what do you think of taking a shot on Justin Tucker, having him try out? I believe he's off suspension at the end of the month.
Yeah, his suspension just ended. You could bring him in now for a workout, to my knowledge. and add him to your roster. I don't have interest in Tucker for the remainder of this lost season, but I would actually absolutely bring him in this offseason if Moody doesn't prove himself to be the answer. So if you either get to the end of the year and you're releasing Moody and you're going into the kicker market again, or you just want competition because he was fine but you're not sold, then Tucker would actually be a real option for me in his age 36 season. The reason I say I'm not interested now is because of what we were just talking about with Matt Gay, who's going on 31, 32 years old. He's about to be 36 on November 21st, yep, in 3 days. I am not in the business for the remainder of this year in short-term fixes with veteran players to improve my product minimally for the next 5, 10, 12 minutes, 1, 2, 3 weeks, 2 months. I am in the business of finding answers for the long term. I'm doing that at tight end with more Sinnott, less Ertz. I'm doing it at linebacker with more Medrano and Ali Cajo, you know, less Wagner as the rest of this season goes on. I don't know if they'll do it that way. That's what I'm doing. And I'm doing it at kicker with 25-year-old Jake Moody instead of, you know, 35-year-old Justin Tucker, who's probably not long for a role. But when next year begins, you got $90 million to play with. You got a top-5 pick. You're going to have a weaker schedule and hopefully a healthy Jaden Daniels. There's no good reason why they can't be back in the wild card playoff mix right away. They should be next year. And so kicker becomes really important. And if you want to sign a guy like Tucker for a year or two, and if he proves he can be Justin Tucker before last season, because he had a bad year last year, then, yeah, I'm interested in that.
You go back the last 2 years for Tucker. And remember, no sample this year because, as the caller pointed out, suspended. But 7 for 16 on 50-plus. So it used to be this was the weapon. This was this league. He was Brandon Aubrey before Brandon Aubrey, as accurate as anybody in the league in league history, and was basically going to break his own records each and every season from deep. That kind of went away his last 2 years. Then the suspension hit, and you know Baltimore didn't stand by him simply because I think A, the skill set diminished, and B, you know, when you got enough bad press plus a diminished skill set, you know, wash your hands fairly well. So if he proves to you,
if he had a great season, he'd still be the kicker of the Ravens?
I think so.
See, I don't. My only argument is I just think kickers, the same way Matt Gay got cut when other guys aren't getting cut after the 2 missed field goals, it's just so easy to release those guys and move on and try to find somebody else. Now, it's not always easy to replace them and actually find somebody capable, but I think if you're a kicker and those allegations come up by that many women, it's over. They're just not going to go to the mattress for you. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. But I think there...
See Brandon McManus, by the way.
Yeah. But I think there, the fact that he put in enough deposits over 13 years of what was going to be a Hall of Fame career, who knows now how he's viewed, honestly. But this was their special thing, right? They're in Baltimore. From the special teams coach that's now their head coach, that's not now, but has been their head coach for a long time. This was sort of taken on the personality of it, where nobody else cares about field goal kicker, but we do. This is our guy. The skill set, to me, slipped enough where they kind of went, it's not worth holding on anymore.
I was watching Monday Night Football last night, Raiders-Cowboys, and Daniel Carlson was kicking for the Raiders. He's had his worst year in a long time, but he's one of the better kickers in the league. And I was thinking about Jake Moody. Because Carlson, I believe he went to Alabama, if I remember. But he was drafted in the 5th round by the Vikings years ago. And he was terrible in his early weeks with Minnesota. And I don't even think he lasted more than a few months, and they cut him in season. He signed with the Raiders, and he's never looked back. And so many of these kickers, we know this story here way too well, when Washington's got a guy struggling, and then it becomes David Akers, and he's a kicker for the Eagles for like 12 years. There have been others, Sean Sweezum and Ty Forbath and Graham Gano, and a litany of guys that have come through here and then second, third stop end up being reliable, quality kickers. Maybe they get the other side of the token finally, where the Niners drafted Jake Moody. They went through the growing pains. He bounced around, and then Moody ends up staying on with Washington as the 10-year kicker, because what San Francisco saw was real. He just wasn't mentally capable.
You just weren't there yet, yeah.
Now, by the way, Auburn, another SEC school, according to Darius, is where Daniel Carlson went. Why do you think kickers that get drafted often do so badly? Because to get drafted as a kicker, you have to be incredible.
The Roberto Aguayo corollary.
Second round.
Yeah.
Jake Moody, third round. Uh-huh. Daniel Carlson, fifth round. Like, more so than undrafted free agent kickers who just hit the ground sprinting like Cam Little in Jacksonville or whatever. These dudes that get drafted so often are terrible. I think it's a pressure thing. Once you get drafted as a kicker, I
believe.
It
has to be, right?
It's got to be this mental, like, oh, I got drafted. I really got to show them how good I am. They used a pick on me, which most teams don't. But it seems like if you're drafted as a kicker, there's a better chance you're not going to do well for that team than you do. The only guy I can remember that had a hell of a career was Seabass. Sebastian Janikowski, who was a first-round pick, believe it or not.
Should we forget that, or should we always remember that?
Amazing career.
Let's always remember that.
Still a gigantic waste of a pick as a kicker in round one. But how often does that happen?
It feels like a lot. If I knew why, I'd just say, hey, you know, I don't think a kicker should be drafted ever, by the way, just for the record. That's just never the practice I would do. But when there is a correlation at this point between guys that where they spend a pick on you and it doesn't work out for that team. So, like, to me, that's as big a red flag as there is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.